الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد الحمد لله فبإذن الله تعالى we'll continue with the reading of إغاظة الأحفان في مصايد الشيطان للعلامة شيخ الإسلام ابن قيم رحمه الله تعالى. We're on the fifth chapter as it relates to this amazing work from Ibn Qayyim. And we'll deal with this chapter بإذن الله and then we'll link it to some current issues that have occurred over the past few days. بإذن الله تعالى رب العرش العظيم. He mentions here in this chapter في أن حياة القلب وصحته لا تحصل إلا بأن يكون مدركا للحق مريدا له مؤثرا له على غيره. He mentions regarding the heart, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, he said that the life of the heart and its healthiness or healthy nature cannot be obtained except that the individual, the possessor of that heart, the heart itself, it knows and recognizes the truth, وَمُرِيدًا لَهُ, and he wants the truth, وَمُؤْثِرًا لَهُ, and prefers the truth over everything else. So he mentions here, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, that in order for the heart to have this life and healthy nature, three things have to be occurring in that heart of that individual. And that is that he must and she must want the truth, know the truth, and prefer the truth over everything else. These three fundamentals, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala, he mentions here in Ighathat al-Ahfan, for the heart to remain healthy and to be alive. He says, rahimullah, that these affairs are indeed required for the heart to stay alive. And no doubt, barakallahu feekum, paying attention to this affair is important. It's muhim jiddan. And the individual who pays attention to their heart will know that when there is a time when the heart is feeling any type of illness, it needs to go to the saydiliya. It needs to go to the pharmacist. It needs to go to the chemist, as you would do when you have ailments and illnesses with the body. You have to go to the place where you have the medicine and the cure. And that is what Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala is focusing on here. And that is that we have to go back to the Quran and the Sunnah, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as the port in which we will have that cure for any ailment that is in the heart. Spiritually now. And from the affairs here are these three issues that he mentions Ibn Qayyim rahimullah. He said, لَمَّا كَانَ فِي الْقَلْبِ قُوَّتَانِ قُوَّةِ الْعِلْمِ وَتَمِيزِ وَقُوَّةِ الْإِرَادَةِ وَالْحُبِّ. He said that in reality the heart, it has two strengths or two powers. The heart has two powers. The power of knowledge and recognition. And this is the first power. That's the power that the heart has to know something and to make a distinction between affairs and issues and so forth. وَقُوَّةُ الْإِرَادَ وَالْحُبِّ. And the second power that the heart possesses is that power and that strength of intention, of that want and love. And this heart that has these, the heart that has these two powers and strengths, would either lead them to the haqq or to falsehood. And if that heart is healthy and it has that quwwat al-ilm, that knowledge, that power, that strength of knowledge, ash-shar'i, that legislative knowledge of the religion, it will be aid that individual to make a tamyiz, to differentiate between the truth and falsehood. And if he has that power, that strength in the heart with love and in good intention, he doesn't want anything, she doesn't want anything, and doesn't yearn for anything except the haqq, except the truth. So therefore this individual loves the truth. And because of this strength that is in the heart, this second strength, the individual prefers the truth over everything else. Over everything else. And he says, Rahimullah, in this title, we have to pay attention to this title that he here puts in this chapter. He says he's mudrikan lil haqq. So therefore he has the knowledge of the truth and he's aware of the truth. He studies the Quran and the Sunnah. And this indeed is where the Christians failed. And that is which led them to go astray. And the most specific characteristic of the Christians is that they are dhalin, that they are astray due to their jahl, due to their ignorance. And the second portion, muridan lil haqq, wanting the truth, this is indeed where the Jews specifically erred in regarding and went astray in regarding. That they had idrak of the haqq, they had knowledge of the truth, but they didn't want it. They didn't want it. They didn't prefer the truth over everything else. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, وَإِن يَرَوْ سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا وَإِن يَرَوْ سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ اتَّخَذُوهُ سَبِيلًا or يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala that once they see the path, they have the idraq, they have the knowledge of the path of guidance, they do not take it as a way. So they have the knowledge and the awareness of the path, but they do not take it as a way, as a path that they embark upon. But when they see and they have knowledge of the path of deviance, they take that path as a way of life that they have embarked upon. And then he says, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفِ الْحَقِّ فَهُوَ الضَّالِ. The one who doesn't have knowledge of the truth, then he is astray. And this falls under the category of some of the people of bid'ah from the Sufiyah, like the Tablighi Jama'ah, all of those groups that have not got knowledge of the deen. Either they don't have knowledge of the deen, or they don't want to have knowledge of the deen. And they became astray as the Christians went astray. Except that they are still in the da'irah of Islam, still in the fold of Islam. And he said, Rahimullah, وَمَنْ عَرَفَهُ, and the one that has knowledge of the truth. وَآثَرَ غَيْرَهُ عَلَيْهِ فَهُوَ مَغْضُوبٌ عَلَيْهِ. The individual that has knowledge of the truth is aware of what Allah says. She's aware of what the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says. But decides to choose other than the truth, then they fall under those who anger has reach them. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. As we say in Surah Al-Fatiha, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path. And not the path of those who have received your anger, O Allah. And not the path of those who are astray. Those who received your anger, they are those who have the ilm, knowledge of the truth, but they rejected it. They did not have the want. They did not want the truth. And those who are astray, they did not have knowledge regarding the truth, so they were astray. And many of the ulama of tafsir have said that those who, barakallahu feekum, have received the anger of the Yahud, the Jews, and those who are astray are the Christians. So these are characteristics. As Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah ta'ala, he mentioned, we look at the characteristics of those who received Allah's anger, and the characteristics of those who are astray, and we find that is indeed those who have knowledge, reject it, receive the anger, and those who do not have knowledge and act without ilm, knowledge, that they are astray. They act without knowledge, they're ignorant. لَا يُمَيِّزُونَ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. They don't make a distinction between that which is truth and that which is falsehood. They just act without knowledge. لَا فَائِدَةَ. There's no benefit in their actions because it's not based upon knowledge. العلم قبل قول وعمل. Knowledge precedes action and speech, or speech and action. And that is that the Christians that they worshipped بغير علم, without knowledge. And the يهود عرفوا الحق يعرفونه. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they know who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. But they rejected the haqq and turned away from it. So ya ibadallah, we have to be a people who do not fall into these two characteristics. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in Surah Al-Fatiha that we say, ihdana sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The path of those who have received your favors. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Not the way of those who received your anger, nor those who were astray. So we have three categories of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Fatiha. The category of those who received Allah's anger, knew the truth, rejected it, turned away from it, preferred other than the truth. Those who are dalin, those who are astray, ignorant of the truth, acted and worshipped without knowledge, which is less than the one that received the anger, but it's still a sad and horrible situation to be in. And the third category are the and mun'am alayhim, those who have received Allah's blessing, from the Siddiqeen, from the truthful ones, from the Anbiya wa Rusul, before them, from the prophets and the messengers, from the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Which is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, عليكم بسنتي وسنة خلفاء الراشدين من بعدي عضوا عليها بالنواجذ. Upon you is my sunnah, and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiyallahu anhum. Upon you is my sunnah and their sunnah. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمْحُدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. And stay away from newly invented matters. So the heart that is healthy is the heart that has the characteristics of those who receive Allah's blessings and favors. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this in our salawat. We have to reflect on the meaning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our dua. And from the characteristics or the adab or the manners of supplication is that we have istihdar al-qalb. As Ibn Qayyim rahimullahu ta'ala, he mentioned, we have to have that heart that is present. We recite in Surah Fatiha, know that we are mentioning in Surah Fatiha these three categories. The category of those who have knowledge and reject it. The category of those who do not have knowledge and act without knowledge. And the category of those who have knowledge and action. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed and favored, who follow his legislation subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these two categories, or these two affairs, we can say now, and that is having knowledge, idraq, having knowledge of the truth, and wanting it and preferring the truth over everything else and implementing it. Knowledge and action. He mentions this subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, as Ibn Qayyim he mentioned. He said, وَقَدْ جَمْعَ سُبْحَانَهُ بَيْنَ الْأَصْلَيْنِ فِي غَيْرِ مَوْضِعٍ مِّنْ كِتَابِهِ فَمِنْهَا قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَاعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلِيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. When he said subhanahu, if my slaves or my slave ask you regarding me, then say I am close. Ujibu da'wat al-da'i. I'll answer the call of the one that is calling and supplicating when he supplicates. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. So therefore, he has to obey Allah. وَلِيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that they may be guided. So in this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 186, we have these two principles. The first, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. And they should answer to the call, meaning prefer and implement the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tawheed. The call of Allah to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have to have, barakallahu feekum, this ittiba', compliance to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. وَلِيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And they have to have not ilm and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to have belief, one has to have ilm. One has to have knowledge of that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded us to believe in. From his revelation subhanahu. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Naam, the two principles are mentioned here, knowledge and implementing and complying. And likewise the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِي وَعَذَّرُوهُ وَنَصُرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِي وَعَذَّرُوا, and those who believe in him, أَيُّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, they have iman in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means that they study the statements of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they act according to that which he came with. So they have iman in it and they study the seerah, the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his messengership. وَعَذَّرُوا, and they have ihtiram, and they have respect for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَنَصَرُوهُ, and they aid him, and they follow him. So we have iman, and we have ittiba, we have iman, belief in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which requires knowledge of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his sunnah. And we have ittiba, and following and complying to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And an example of this, in this verse here that the ulama have brought, is the example of Abu Talib, the uncle of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had respect for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, he nasarahu. He aided him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he didn't follow him. And he didn't have ittiba'. He didn't have these two fundamentals. He didn't have iman in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. true iman, and he did not follow the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he didn't follow the guidance, the nur, he didn't follow the revelation, الذي أنزل معه, the revelation, the Quran that was revealed with him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أولئك هم المفلحون. Because those who follow that are from the muflihun and successful ones, and he wasn't successful. Which is why when he died, before his death, he said that he dies upon the religion of Abdul Muttalib. He died upon the religion of his forefathers. And this is an example of someone who did not have these two fundamentals of obeying the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wanting to follow him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and having iman in him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and preferring the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to other than him, and following his way and following the deen of Islam. But no, he preferred the religion of his father and his forefathers, and he wasn't from the muflihun, he wasn't from those who were successful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise has combined this affair in Surah Al-Asr. As Shaykh al-Islam ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentions also here, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. And by time indeed, people are, man is at loss, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except for those who have iman. All of mankind are at loss. Except for those who have iman. Meaning they have knowledge of the haqq and the truth. And they have iman regarding the truth. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they do good deeds. They comply. And they choose and prefer to follow the haqq over everything else. And on top of that, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, due to their yaqeen and their certainty in following the revelation, they command the good and forbid the evil. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and indeed advise one another with patience and steadfastness upon this deen of Islam. So we see here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by time. And why did he swear by time subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wal asr. By time. Why? لأنه الزمن الأعمال الرابحة والخاسرة. Because this time is precious. And indeed in this time is a time of actions that will bring the person profit and benefit in the hereafter. Or in this time will be a period where the person will do actions of those who are at loss. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he swore by the time, showing the importance of time, that the abd should base and use their time to have idraq, have knowledge of the haqq and the truth, and condition themselves to accept the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore regarding time due to its importance. Amma ba'd. After this, my beloved brothers and sisters, we can take the kalam of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala here as a slight muqaddimah, an introduction to an important affair which is related to knowing the truth, acting in according to the truth, wanting the truth, and preferring the truth over everything else. And that is that we have to be people of the truth. We have to be people of adilla, people of proof and evidences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His mercy, has sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a messenger. And He said, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever the messenger gives you, then take. Whatever he commands you with, then comply. And whatever he forbade you from doing, stay away from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the measuring stick of that which is good and that which is bad, that which is the truth and that which is falsehood. So we have to be a people who seek knowledge of the revelation to make a distinction. To have that furqan, to have that ability to distinguish between the truth and falsehood. But in today we find, ya ibadallah, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that there will be du'atun ala abu'abi jahannam. That there will be callers at the gates of the hellfire. Man ajabuhum fiha dakhalu fiha. Whoever answers these calls will enter these gates of hellfire and these gates of hellfire. So we have to be aware, barakallahu fikum, of that which is the truth and that which is falsehood. As Hudhayfa radiyallahu ta'ala mentioned in the beginning of this hadith, كَانَ النَّاسِ يَسْأَلُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عَنِ الْخَيْرِ وَكُنْتُ أَسْأَلُهُ عَنِ الشَّرِ مُخَافَةً أَنْ يُدْرِكْنِي. The people used to ask the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the good things. I used to ask about the harmful evil things with fear that it will reach me. The people used to ask, yani the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So therefore we know from the methodology, and hold this firm, ya ibadallah, for the methodology of the Sahaba, which is attested by the statement of Hudhayfa here radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, is that they have knowledge of the truth and they have knowledge of the falsehood. They have knowledge, they have this idrak and this recognition and knowledge of the truth so they can implement it. And they have knowledge of the falsehood so they can stay away from it and don't fall into it. But as we said, that there are callers to the gates of the hellfire. There are those who want to divert the ibad and the slaves of Allah from following that path of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'anhum, the path of the Salaf, the path of the Tabi'een, the Asba Tabi'een, those who preceded us from the early generations, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, خير الناس قرني ثم الذين على الأثر ثم الذين على الأثر ثم الذين على الأثر. Or كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي رواية خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم في رواية. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said in a hadith which is in Tirmidhi, Sunan of Tirmidhi, that the best of generation are my generation, then those who are upon narrations, those who are upon the narrations of those before them from the Sahaba, and then those after them are from the best after them, who are upon narrations, who are upon the athar, who are upon the narrations, the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the narrations and the understanding of those who preceded them from the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum and the Tabi'een. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ عَلَى athar, and then those who are upon the athar, those who are upon narrations. So those who are from the best of people in every generation are those who are upon narration, who are sticking close to the athar, sticking close to the narration of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and likewise sticking tightly, holding firmly to the narrations of the Salaf, the Tabi'een. And we have a statement from Sufyan al-Thawri rahimullah, showing the severe and intense adherence that the Salaf they had to narrations, which means proofs and evidences. He said, rahimullah ta'ala, إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَنْ لَا تَحُكَّ رَأْسَكَ إِلَّا بِأَثَرٍ فَفْعَلْ. He said, if you're able to not scratch your head, just a stone, if you're able to not scratch your head, except that your scratching of your head is based upon a narration, then do so. Meaning that you measure your actions upon the authentic narrations. And likewise, he said, يَجْبُ عَلَى الرَّجُلِ أَنْ لَا يَحُكَّ رَأْسَهُ إِلَّا بِأَثَرٍ. And he said that it's obligatory upon a man that he doesn't scratch his head except is by due to a narration, meaning that we do not do any action. And this is just an example here that he's showing, rahimullah, of the strictness and adherence to the narrations. This is how we have to be. And this is the way that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to hold firm to the way of the Sahaba. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati khulafai rashidina min ba'di abdu alayhi bin nawajih. Hold firm to the sunnah, stick to the sunnah, my sunnah, and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiyahu anhu. Abdu alayhi bin nawajih. Stick, hold firm to it like the mole of your teeth. This is our life, ya ibadallah. This is the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he has sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with narrations and hadith and this dhikr. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْهُ إِلَّا وَحِيٌّ يُوحَىٰ. Doesn't speak from his desires, but rather it's a revelation revealed to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As his awana, those who aided him and supported him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba, the companions. And they had students. And they had students. And for every generation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises ulama, scholars who hold firm to that athar, who hold firm to that narration. لا تزال في أمتي طائفة. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ظاهرين على الحق. That they will never cease to be in my ummah. A group. ظاهرين على الحق. Apparent upon the truth. These are the people of hadith. As Imam al-Bukhari rahimullah ta'ala, he said, إِلَّمْ يَكُونُوا أَهْلِ الْحَدِيثِ لَأَدْرِي مَنْهُمْ. If they are not this group of people that are victorious, if they're not from the people of hadith, I don't know who they are. Because that is where the victory lies, in sticking to the narrations and the athar, and sticking to the way of the Salaf. But like we said, we have callers and those who want to take us away from the books of the Salaf. Take us away from the narrations of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali radiallahu anhum. From the narrations of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. From the narrations of the Tabi'een. The narrations of those after them. The narrations of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud where he said, عليكم بالعلم قبل أن يقبض. فَإِنَّ قَبْضَهُ بِذَهَابِ أَهْلِهِ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ فَلَا يَدْرِي أَحَدُكُمْ مَتَى يَفْتَقِرُ إِلَيْهِ سَتَجِدُونَ وَقَالَ سَتَجِدُونَ أَقْوَامًا يَدَّعُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَتَّبِعُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَتَنَطُّ وَتَبَدُّ وَتَعَمُّقُ وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعَتِيقِ. In this athar, which is mentioned by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, upon you is knowledge. You have to seek this knowledge. Knowledge of the Quran, knowledge of the Sunnah, knowledge of the way of the Salaf. Upon us is knowledge before it's taken away. And the knowledge being taken away is by the death of those who possess them, meaning take knowledge from the scholars of the Sunnah. You will soon see a people who claim to follow the Book of Allah, but rather they place it behind their backs. Meaning they're not following it. They're not adhering to it. They're not referring to it. They're not following that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to follow in the Quran. Allah has told us to follow the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has told us to follow the way of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah has told us to follow their way. But these individuals claim to follow the Book of Allah, but they place it behind their backs. So upon you is knowledge. You have to be aware in order to make a distinction between those people who are du'at ila abwab jahannam, those people who call to the gates of hellfire, and those people who call to follow al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the way of the sahaba radiyallahu anhum and the salaf rahimahumullah. They want to turn us away from that, so we have to have knowledge of those who call away from that, and we have to have knowledge of those who call to the Sunnah. So we measure people according to the athar. We measure people according to the narrations. We measure people according to the narrations of the Salaf. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ. So upon us is knowledge. And this is what Ibn Qayyim is mentioning here. We have to have this idraq, we have to have this knowledge of the truth. And the reason why I'm mentioning this, my beloved brothers and sisters, is because we're living in a generation of social media. We're living in a generation where reading has become strange. We're living in a generation where I fear the majority would not even know and mention 10 books of the Sunnah, 5 books of the Salaf, clarifying the correct belief, books of Hadith, the books of the Tafsir Mustanada, those Tafsir that have Isnad and chains. But we have tweets. We have Facebook, Instagram. And what is happening, these callers to the gates of the hellfire, calling you away from that Sirat al-Mustaqim, that straight path, calling you to deviance. They no doubt have recognized the dominance of social media, the dominance of YouTube, the dominance of how you see entertainment now is what people can see their ilm. So they've taken this opportunity to throw doubts and misconceptions in the faces of the people, blatantly, without even hiding it. So what, barakallahu feekum, are the causes of deviance? The causes and the reasons why deviance occurs. And the reason why this subtitle has been introduced is because we have an individual called Yasir Qadhi, who has spent 1 hour and 48 minutes speaking rhetoric, kalam fadi, empty words without any proofs and evidences, hoping that the individual that listens, whoever's been tested to listen, will not take it back to the athar of Sufyan, to the narrations of Sufyan, will not take it back to the athar of Imam Ahmed, to the narrations of Imam Ahmed, will not take it back to the athar of Imam Malik, take it back to the athar of Sa'id ibn Musayyib, will take it back to the narrations of Al-Hasan al-Basri, take it back to the narrations of Abu Huraira, take it back to the narrations of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, take it back to the narrations of the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hoping that we will just be entertained, amazed, riling up the emotions. But the Salafi, the one who is upon Athar, the one who is Athari, will measure everyone's statement via the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the understanding of the Sahaba. Al-ilmu qala Allah, qala Rasul, qala Sahaba. As Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, that knowledge is the Book of Allah, the statement of Allah, and the statement of the Messenger and the Sahaba. Book of Allah, the Sunnah, and the understanding of the Salaf. This is knowledge. We measure you with this, ya ant. We measure your statement with this. And if your statement is in accordance to that, and you act according to that, the individual is Salafi. If your statements and your actions and your i'tiqad and etc. is opposing that path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down clearly for mankind, then you are mubtadi hizbi. So how can we protect ourselves from this, ya ibadallah? We have to know the reasons why these deviances occur. The first reason, or you can say from the first, or from the reasons of deviance, is ignorance. As we mentioned regarding غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين, those who were astray from the Christians, they were ignorant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down the Quran easily for people to understand. The fundamentals are easy to understand. The fundamentals of Islam found in the Quran and the Sunnah. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. We've made the Quran easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has had it easy to understand. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الْحَلَالُ بَيِّن وَالْحَرَامُ بَيِّن. That which is haram is clear. And that which is halal is clear, and that which is haram is clear. وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ. And between them are the doubtful matters that you stay away from. So the deen is clear, the knowledge of the straight path, the truth is clear. But we have to seek ilm and knowledge regarding it. As Imam Ahmed rahimullah ta'ala, he said, إِنَّمَا جَاءَ خِلَافٌ مَنْ خَالَفٌ لقلة معرفتهم بما جاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. As Imam Ahmed rahimullah ta'ala mentions, and he said, that verily the one who opposed, his opposition was due to his lack of knowledge regarding that which the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم came with. And this knowledge is clear, ya ibadallah. But studying the asar, studying the narrations for the people of desires is heavy for them. As Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَأَهْلِ الرَّأِي أَعْيَأْتُهُمُ الْأَحَدِيثِ أَيَحْفَظُوهَا فَأَخَذُوا بِرَأِي فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. Stay away from the people of rhetoric, the people of opinion. The hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has become, the athar, the hadith has become tiresome for them to memorize, so they use their opinions and they became astray and led others astray. So if one listens to these people, you notice that they have no istinad, no reference to the Salaf, no reference to anyone from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala who is upon what they're upon. Bell, there's no reference at all. It becomes kalam, 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 speech and rhetoric. And we have a statement from Al-Razi, Al-Fakhr Al-Razi, rahimullah, who fell into some of ilm al-kalam, rhetoric. And he said that, وَلَمْ نَسْتَفِدْ مِنْ بَحْثِنَا طُولَ عُمْرِنَا سِوَا أَنْ جَمَعْنَا فِيهِ قِيلَ وَقَالُوا. We never benefited anything for this long period of time, except he say and she say. This isn't knowledge, this is just kalam. This is just kalam, exciting the people, and not bringing evidences. It's not knowledge. So the reason, and from the reasons that these deviances occur, is ignorance. Likewise, barakallahu feekum, from the reasons and the deviances occur, and one is taken away from the truth, is that i'tiqad al-mubtil, that the person who is upon falsehood, so they think they're upon the truth. They're not adhering to the legislation. They're glorifying their opinion, and they think they're upon the truth. Like the Khawarij. Which is why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, أول من ضل في ذلك هم الخوارج المارقون حيث حكموا لأنفسهم بأنهم المتمسكون بكتاب الله وسنته وَأَنَّ عَلِيًّا وَمُعَاوِيَ وَالْأَسْكَرَيْنِ هُمْ أَهْلُ الْمَعْصِيَةِ وَالْبِدْعِ فَاسْتَحَلُّوا مَا اسْتَحَلُّوهُ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The Khawarij, he said that they were the first who deviated from this affair. Is that they judged upon themselves that they are upon the truth. They said that they are upon the truth. Yani without any evidences and no proofs. Without the understanding of the Sahaba, without the understanding of the companions. But rather, they spoke ill of the companions, excommunicated the companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ali and Muawiyah, and kill the companions. Which is why Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, when he went to give advice and call the Khawarij back to the truth, he said to them, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, لا أرى فيكم أحدا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I don't see anyone from the companions of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم amongst you. So we say we do not see anyone from the companions of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. We have no athar, we have no narrations from anyone from the companions that is upon what you're upon, and the principles that you are laying down. So the reasons, barakallahu fikum, from the reasons that individual believes they're upon the haq, and they judge for themselves that they're upon the truth. But rather, that which is a judge is the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this, barakallahu fikum, another reason that deviance has occurred is an individual not researching, an individual not studying and looking into affairs and being negligent as it relates to looking into affairs. Meaning that the affairs of Aqeedah, for example, we're not studying the books of Aqeedah, we're sufficing with tweets, we're not going back to the books, looking at the kalam of the ulama as it relates to a verse, and foremost the kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the explanation of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum regarding a verse. This is tafreet and this negligence as it relates to this. And regarding this, barakallahu fikum, Sadiq Hassan Khan, al-Alama rahimullahu ta'ala, he said, وَإِنَّمَا يُعْرَفَ الْحَقِّ مَنْ جَمَعَ وَإِنَّمَا يَعْرِفَ الْحَقِّ مَنْ جَمَعَ خَمْسَةَ أَوْصَافِ. He said that an individual will only know the truth, if they combine five characteristics within themselves. And the first he said, وَأَعْظَمُهَا, the greatest of these characteristics is that the person has ikhlas. The person has sincerity. The second, that he has fahm. That he has understanding. And thirdly, he has insaf and fairness. And you find, ya ibadallah, the people of the sunnah have these characteristics of fairness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us be from the mukhlisin. But the fahm and the understanding is from the way of the salaf, the way of the tabi'een, the sahaba, the tabi'een, watba tabi'een, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised. And they have insaf, they have fairness, in that they work with proofs and evidences. And he says, وَرَابِعُهَا. And the fourth, وَهُوَ أَقَلُّهَا وَقَلَّهَا, and this is the least spread from amongst these, وُجُودًا وَأَكْثَرُهَا فَقْدَانًا الْحِرْصَ عَلَى مَعْرِفَةِ الْحَقِّ. And that is having this urgency, which is rare, to seek the truth. Urgency to seek the truth. This is rare. And the final one is شِدَّةُ الدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى ذَلِكَ, and having the enthusiasm and patience in calling to it. So the individual has to have these five characteristics. The first is sincerity, the second is understanding, and that understanding has to be the understanding of the Salaf of the Quran and the Sunnah. And the third is al-insaf, and being fair and being balanced. And the fourth is having urgency in knowing the truth, being enthusiastic and having this persistence in seeking the truth. And the fifth is indeed calling to that truth and being patient. And he says, إِنَّمَا يَعْرِفُ الْحَقِّ مَنْ جَمْعَ هَذِهِ الْخَمْسَةِ. The one that has the knowledge is the one who combines these five things in their characteristics. And from them, no doubt, is the issue of الْحِرْص عَلَى مَعْرِفَةِ الْحَقِّ, to have this enthusiasm in seeking the truth. And from the misconceptions we're going to mention here from this individual is that he says that we should refute the mistake and leave the person. And he just focused on the mistake of the individual. And when we hear this type of principle, one may think that it's balanced and it's fair. But that which is balanced and that which is fair is that which is in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And from their way was to refute the person who's upon deviance and refute their doubts and misconceptions. The proof of this in the Quran is a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعْهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَدَعْوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and for you is an excellent example in Ibrahim and those that are with him, when they said to their people, we are free from you and that which you worship other than Allah. There you go. This is the call of Ibrahim. This was the Uswat al-Hasana. This is an excellent example in Ibrahim. Which is a better example, Ibrahim or Yasir? Hada? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, they said to the people who were worshipping other than Allah upon misguidance, وَالْعِبْرَ بِعُمُومِ اللَّفْظٍ لَا بِخُصُوصِ سَبَبٍ. And we look at the general meaning from this methodology, a nabuwa, prophetic methodology from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where he said that his people, they said that we are free from you and that which you worship other than Allah. He didn't just say we are free from that which you worship other than Allah. No, we are free from you and that which you worship other than Allah. But Yasir, he says that we just refute the mistake and leave the person, hoping that the people will not go back to the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of the Salaf. And we have another narration, or a narration in the Sunnah, which we know, the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. But in fact, that which occurred in the isnad, in the chain, which is in Sunnah Abi Dawud and others. And that is an Yahya ibn Ya'mar from the Tabi'een. قال كان أول من تكلم في القدر بالبصرة معبد الجهني. He said that the first individual, Yahya ibn Ya'mar, he said that the first individual that spoke regarding qadr, yani decree, denying decree, was an individual in Basra, in Iraq, called Ma'bad al-Juhni. So he mentioned his name. He mentioned his name, the person who was deviant as it relates to the decree and denied the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they went, Yahya ibn Ya'mar and another tabi'i called Humayd ibn Abdurrahman al-Himyari. They went to look for the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'anhu in Hajj or Umrah. فَقُلْنَا لَوْ لَقَيْنَا أَحَدًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَسَأَلْنَاهُ عَمَّا يَقُولُ هَؤُلَاءِ فِي الْقَدْرِ. And they're hoping that when they go to Umrah and Hajj, that they will meet someone from the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so they can ask them regarding what these individuals are saying about Qadr. And from the head of them was Ma'bad, because you need to know who was upon deviance. So his name was mentioned, so you can stay away from him. It's not so we can enjoy stories, but to stay away from his evil. And they went looking for the Sahaba. They went looking to get the understanding of the Sahaba. They went looking to understand this issue and how they should deal with this issue. How the Sahaba dealt with. They went Umrah from Basra to Mecca to look for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the narrator says either they were doing Umrah or Hajj. So they met them, Abdullah ibn Umar, and they said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the tawfiq that they met Abdullah ibn Umar, داخلا في المسجد, as he was entering the masjid. They stood beside him, close to him, clearly enjoying his companionships, رضي الله تعالى عنهم. And they were waiting for one of them to ask him about this issue. And he said, قلتُ أبو عبد الرحمن, O Abu, the father of Abdul Rahman ibn Umar, إنه قد ظهر قبلنا ناس يقرؤون القرآن ويتفقرون العلم ويزعمون أن لا قدر والأمر أنف. There is a people who are from our area. They recite the Quran and they're negating the knowledge of Qadr, yani of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of Allah, knowing of that which will occur before it occurs, how it occurs and when it will occur, denying the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the decree. What did Umar ibn Khattab, Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'anuhu say? He said, فقال إذا لقيت أولئك, if you meet any of these people, فأخبرهم أني بريء منهم, so tell them that I am free from them, not just their mistake, I am free from them. وهم براء مني, and they are not from me. والذي يحلف به عبد الله ابن عمر لو أن لأهدهم مثل أحد ذهبا فأنفقه ما قبله الله منه حتى يؤمن بالقدر. And he said رضي الله عنه that even if they gave the size of man Uhud, of worth of gold, it would not be accepted from them until they believed in the decree. The point is that he freed himself from them رضي الله تعالى عنه. And you are saying that we do is do refutation, which is why we have, Ya Ibadallah, to understand the manhaj of the Salaf as it relates to the defense of the Sunnah. And that is if the individual is a person of Sunnah, Athari, somebody who's upon guidance, and they make a mistake, we refute the mistake and respect them. And their respect is maintained just as long as they are not persistent in their deviance. But as for the people of innovation, we refute them wala karama. They are refuted, like was dealt with this here, Ma'bad al-Juhni. Refuted, and you free yourself from them. But this individual, Yasa, said that no. Hoping that we do not go back to the books of the Salaf, and the books of the Tabi'een, the books of the Sunnah, which clearly showed us the methodology on how we should be with the people of Bid'ah, the people of innovation. And we need to know this. We need to know how they were. The people of the Salaf were worshippers of Allah, defenders of the Sunnah, and were those who refuted the falsehood. And from the misconceptions again that this individual mentions, he says, by refuting the people of innovation, you forget yourself. By refuting and warning against the people, you forget yourself, or not looking at your sin rather, he said, not looking at your own faults. So my question to those like him, what do we say about the athar of the Salaf? As Imam Ahmed rahimullah ta'ala, he said regarding Shuraik rahimullah, قَالَ كَانَ عَاقِلًا صُدُوقًا مُحَدِّثًا وَكَانَ شَدِيدًا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الرَّيْبِ وَالْبِدَعِ. And this is in Sira Al-Amanubla, volume 8, page 209, where Imam Ahmed, he said regarding Shuraik, he said that he was somebody who had common sense. Remember, he's somebody who had common sense. He was truthful. He was a person of hadith. He narrated narrations of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was harsh and severe against the people of doubt and bid'ah. So these people forgot about themselves. These people from the Salaf, they didn't think about their sins. Trying to fear, put fright in the hearts of the people, that if somebody refutes falsehood, then it means that they are indeed forgetting about themselves. La. This is not the way of the Salaf. Did you open the hearts of the people to judge how their hearts are when they refute? Trying to rile the people and build emotional atmospheres so people can forget the way of the Salaf? What do you say about this athar? On narration mentioned regarding Al-Barbahari rahimullah, as is mentioned in, by Al-Zahabi and other than, I mean, Ibn Kathir rahimullah ta'ala mentions it in Bidayah wa Nihayah. كَانَ شَدِيدًا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْبِدْعِ وَالْمَعَاصِ. He said that he was indeed harsh and strict against the people of sin and innovation. وَكَانَ كَبِيرُ الْقَدَرِ تُعَذِّمُهُ الْخَاصَّةِ وَالْعَامَّةِ. Now, he says regarding this imam who was severe against the people of Bid'ah. No doubt he was somebody who worshipped Allah. He was somebody who was firm upon his ibadah, as the way of the Salaf were. As we read those athar and narrations of the Salaf, they were zahidin, they were people who abstained from the dunya. Did not care for the dunya and the worldly affairs, but they were firm upon the people of Bid'ah. وَكَانَكْ كَبِيرُ الْقَدْرِ. And he was respected by the masses. Those who knew him specifically and the masses, they respected him. But according to this individual, Yasser, the one who refutes the individual, that these individuals, they, barakallahu fikum, they forget themselves. They don't look at their own sins. Whereas in the time of the Salaf, they had respect for individuals like that. So that's why you have no respect for Sheikh Rabi. That's why you have no respect for Sheikh Ubaid. That's why you have no respect for Sheikh Muhammad Aman. That's why you have no respect for the ulama of the sunnah that refute the batil. And on that note, those who know the ulama of our time, from the likes of Sheikh Ubaid and Sheikh Rabi', the scholars, they educate the people on tahara, they educate the people on purification, they educate the people on how to pray, they educate the people on how to be good to your parents, they educate the people on how to be with your brother. They educate the people on family life. They educate the people upon aqidah. And they educate the people upon sticking to the sunnah. And they educate the people upon refuting the people of innovation with proof and evidences. This is why they speak ill and they belittle the likes of Sheikh Ubaid. Like his statement that Sheikh Ubaid, Hafidhullah ta'ala, said that you cannot pray behind the ikhwani. We have been with Sheikh Ubaid for 20 years. 20 years. And Allah has blessed us by sitting in durus and lessons and going through books with him. Sheikh Ubaid is of the opinion, which every student of knowledge that knows Sheikh Ubaid, that you can pray behind the people of innovation, that as long as that innovation is not a bid'ah, a mukaffara, an innovation that takes them out of the fold of Islam, like the Brelawiya. But as for the Ikhwani, of course he says that you can pray behind them and your salah is valid. But it's better that you pray with the people of the sunnah, if it's possible. But your salah is valid. This liar claims that Sheikh Ubaid, trying to poison the minds of the masses, that Sheikh Ubaid is of that opinion. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will ask you on Yawm al-Qiyamah for the lies that you've mentioned regarding Sheikh Rabi' and the lies you've mentioned regarding Sheikh Ubaid. And that brings us to another note. Barakallahu feekum. And that is his statement of these madkhalis. These madkhali, and the origin of the madkhaliya came from the Jamia. What methodology are you talking about, your aunt? Are you talking about the methodology of calling to the good and forbidding the evil? Are you talking about the methodology of refuting the people of Bid'ah and mentioning their names? Are you talking about the methodology of calling the people to study the books of Hadith, Bukhari and Muslim? The methodology of advising people to benefit from Ibn Qayyim and Ibn Taymiyyah? The methodology of sticking firm to the athar of the Salaf? Is that what you're talking about? So therefore Sufyan al-Thawri is Madkhali? Al-Babahari that we mentioned here, that he was shadeed ala ahl bid'ah, that he was severe and harsh with the people of bid'ah, he's Madkhali as well? Ibn Taymiyyah is Madkhali? Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's Madkhali? Huh? Shuraik, who is mentioned in Al-Ibanat al-Kubra by Ibn Battah, one of the books of the Sunnah, where he said, لِأَنْ يَكُنْ فِي كُلِّ قَبِيلَةٍ حِمَارًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ فِيهَا رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ أَبِي فُلَانٍ رَجُلٍ كَانَ مُبْتَدِعًا. And Al-Ibanat al-Kubra in the second volume, page 469. In Al-Ibana Al-Kubra of Ibn Battah Rahimullah. And that is that he said, showing his harshness against the people of innovation, Shuraik, he said that in every tribe there is a donkey. In every tribe that there is a donkey is more beloved to me that there is in that tribe one man from the companions of this individual who's a mubtada, who's a person of bid'ah. He prefers a donkey. This is the strictness that they had against the people of bid'ah. Imam Ahmed warned against Karabisi, Bishr Muraisi, Radl al-Jahmiyyah, the refutation against the Jahmiyyah by Imam Ahmed ibn Manda. Are these people madkhaliyin? These people lived in the times of the Salaf? Or are you trying to pull the wool over the eyes of the innocent masses? Which is why, my beloved brothers and sisters, it's important for us to go back to the books of the Salaf. Go back to Lailaka'i, Usul al-Iqtiqad of Lailaka'i. Go back to Al-Ibanat al-Kubra. Go back to the Sunnah of Khalal. Go back to the Sunnah of Imam Ahmed, Usul al-Sunnah, and the Sunnah of his son Abdullah Ahmed. Go back to the books of the Salaf. Because بيننا يا ياسر وبينكم كتب السلف. Between us and you are the books of the Salaf. Let's measure it. And that's how we measure the haqq and the batil. By looking at the manhaj of the Salaf, which is the understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. Which is the understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. The rajul, the man, mentioned many defenses. I've taken today's lesson because it's connected to having knowledge of the haqq. Having knowledge of the truth, which necessitates that we have to have knowledge of the falsehood. And we don't want to waste our time with the individual. But to help in defense of the Sunnah, we mention these misconceptions. Al-Kibr, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that arrogance is batr al-haq, wa ghams al-nas is rejecting the truth and concealing it, and looking down on the people. Looking down on the people, rejecting the proofs and evidences. This is the mawdu of our discussion today. The individual mentioned many principles that are in opposition to the way of the Salaf. I advise my beloved brothers and sisters to go back to the books of the Salaf. Go back to reading. قَيُّدُ الْعِلْمِ بِالْكِتَابَةِ. It's mentioned in the Takhir al-Ilm of al-Khatib. Engrave knowledge with writing. Take notes. Listen to the durus of the ulama and the scholars and your teachers as it relates to the books of the Salaf. Go back to the Sunnah and measure everyone's statement and actions according to the Quran and according to the Sunnah and according to the way of the Salaf to protect our hearts, to make sure that we seek aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as that is one of the reasons why deviance occurs, because of negligence in seeking aid from Allah and seeking guidance and sabat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Him for guidance and to protect us from evil. As the people of Jannah, they say, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَ لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. The people of Jannah, they're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say, Alhamdulillah, the one who guided us to this. We will not be guided if Allah did not guide us. We have to have this humility and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That Allah guides who He wills. We constantly seek aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in guidance. But also, we have ikhlas and sincerity, and we are people of the truth, and we seek the proof and evidences, going back to the fundamentals of the deen, and not being swayed by emotions, entertainment, social media, and the likes, and go back to the books of the salaf, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance and sabat. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.